saying, please proceed with ease. Please proceed with grace. So the more that we understand, this is really about coming into our own reconciliation. In other words, we're coming to understand, they're saying our endurance. In English, we're coming to fullest respect, to fullest delight of our own procedure. So this means that we're allowing ourselves to be included. You know, like a little, I see like a kid, that it's like you're not allowed at the grown-up table, or this is like the grown-up activity, you have to stand outside. And so there's this energy of, they want me to explain this, this energy of being like banished, where you're not permitted in. So this is the illusion, this is the dream state of being in exile. So we've all done the Course in Miracles, whatever practices that we've done, that always communicate about how we have the belief in separation, we have the belief in suffering. So what is coming forward? And when I say forward, I have Judgment Day, I have a dolphin, is that at last we're coming to our senses. So our senses, remember, we've been abiding by what the physical eyes show us. The physical eyes are not going to show us reality. They just aren't. They're not built for that. They're built for this simulation. So what we're permitting is for us to receive with spiritual vision. Now that's actually very, very easy because that's who we are. We are spirit. So it's simply a matter of attention. It's a matter of importance. So we're going from that card that says hopeless, helpless, and hopeless. It's the same image. It's like this 10-year-old boy in rags, without a lot that I'm sure he would prefer. So this is the illusion that we're powerless, that we're in exile, where that we have to continue to suffer or slumber. Slumber meaning that we have to stay in the dream state. So as you will abide with your higher allowance, as you will abide and coincide with your granted permission. So in English, you are now granting yourself permission to return. So when the codes get activated, it's understanding that it's a self-activation because we are ready now to do our part. We are ready to coincide with our loveliness. We are ready to stand up tall. We are ready to receive our gifts. We are ready to receive our knowing. So our knowing is that we exist beyond the physical. We exist beyond the old format. This is totally readily available now. Now, when I said now, there were a couple of gulps because we still think we're in class. Like, I think I need to learn more. I need a whatever. So on the one hand, there's a growth spurt. And they're even saying that. I wanted to say growth opportunity to give you some leeway, to give you some linear timing. They interrupted my brain, my thought, and said growth spurt, because even though there's going to be a time sequence, you want to get in the energy, you want to get in the habitual sequencing of allowing a spurt. So think about someone sprinting. They got to run, but they're doing it mighty fast. So as we will receive our highest value, so we don't, our mind doesn't understand how prepared we actually are. So as we will receive our highest value, as we will receive our highest circumstances, that means don't hold anything back. I am good to go. The way we know we're good to go is because we trust our own divine self to accompany us. The reason we hold back and we stop, we pause, we break, we hide under covers, is because we think we have to do it alone. We think we have to do it through only our linear understanding. And this is where we get tongue-tied, because we think, how in the world can I do this? And we're right. From that old perspective, there's a reason it feels daunting. But here's the thing. As we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our upgrade, as we will receive our divine codes, it's a spin-off. It's sort of like you're already spinning, you're already cascading loveliness. So if you just start moving with that new energy, of course you can create with delight. Of course you can open up to new availability. So again, the ego is going to like to pause. It's going to like to sequester. It's going to like to stand still. It's going to like to, dilly and all those energies. However, we are on the move. So we want to have this feeling of fluidity. We want to have this feeling of like being on a tram, being on a golf cart. Golf cart taking it kind of slow, not going too fast, but nevertheless, you are proceeding, you are moving with delight. This is very, very relevant because we need to tell ourselves, be prepared. We need to tell ourselves, we're ready. We need to tell ourselves, upgrade, please begin. Because we're gonna delight with that energy exchange. We're gonna delight with that new convenience. We're gonna delight where we find ourselves, who we recognize ourselves to be. It's like, oh, I really have missed you. In order to proceed, we have to get on board. So this is about trusting that our divine presence is going to be accompanying us. It's about trusting that we're doing it with our higher consent, our higher value, our higher permission. So as you will permit yourself to leave the station, so this is the action step. This is a verb, leaving the station. So we want to, like they keep saying this, get on board, get on board. They're showing me the Ten of Pentacles. So this is a homecoming. I mean, this is like everything you could imagine. So you want to get on board for that. So you want to have this feeling of endurance, knowing that even if you slip and slide, even if you have to find your placement, you're doing it with your holy availability. In other words, your higher presence, your higher self. So as we will receive these codes with light, as we will receive ourselves with true memory, that means who we really are. We open ourselves up to our full advantage. So as we will offer ourselves for this holy remembrance, we come into communion with grace. Grace sounds awfully good. Grace is you no longer have to stay in the challenges. You no longer have to do it the old way. You no longer have to believe in the old path, even if all your family members are, even if your spouse is, even if your children are, that this is your time to proceed. Because again, being the way shower, being the torchbearer, we're holding the light and we're directing. We're leading. So if you think about it, if you're leading, you kind of don't want to be sitting still. You want to be on the move. So what we're leading with is our light, is our love. So we're each receiving lesson plans, if you will, where we're out of alignment with self-love. Now this is essential because we've all been trained. We've all ingested that projected guilt, judgment, etc., etc. So what we're doing is we're bringing forth heaven's bless. We're bringing forth like the good china. Literally see my grandmother taking china out of the china closet. We're bringing out the good china. Funny, isn't it, that you would only have the good china for guests? Like you're not worthy of the good china. Only 3 times a year when someone special arrives. So you see how the whole system is really set up. We're indoctrinated with, you know, it's like you have to wait for privilege. You have to wait for remembrance. Someone to, you know, wave the magic wand and decide that you're important enough for the good china. So this is the energy. It's like something as simple as that. This is how we've been trained, and I really do mean trained. We all understand this. So we're coming upon ourselves because remembering the quickening, remember the light, remember that we're the torchbearers. So we are turning on that light for all to see. And the way we do it is to bring that light, they're saying, listen well, to heaven's best, to heaven's best. So for those that are looking around the room, who is she talking about? We're talking about your own very self. heaven's best. Please receive that. There's a coding for that. Please receive that. Heaven's best. Imagine getting a bumper sticker, a patch, a pen, whatever you would want to plaster with that phrase. Receive it in your higher heart now. Heaven's best. So what we're doing is we're bringing forth, they're showing me like the Tin Man where he had to be oiled. He had to be oiled. He would get stiff. It's like the heart. We're opening up our heart. We're opening up our inner chamber for our own administration. This is the time of acknowledging who you are, allowing the truth to be heard by all of your cells, allowing your DNA to be activated, to receive your holy remembrance now. And so understand, we've been building up. So when you heard that last now, you were more committed than when we started. We've been working with leverage, kind of with the oil, like the oil can, kind of loosening it up. So we understand the movement. So when we receive now, we're ready to fly. We're ready to advance. This is the grace that is coming upon each of us as we will allow. So what we're doing is recognizing with surprise, perhaps, that we are already witnessing the Grand Awakening. We're awakening. We do so in equal measures. In other words, we step up, we integrate, we flush out old provisions, old beliefs. We step up. Step up now, receive. Receive your own self-endorsement, meaning honoring your own energy, honoring your own knowing, honoring the love that you are. Heaven's best. Let us pray and receive. Now, and so some are wondering, what am I supposed to do now? Just hold the intention that you're ready to begin. You're ready to begin, knowing your higher self has the game plan, has the lesson plan, knows exactly the next right step for you. So it is. Okay, so everybody, welcome. So nice to have everyone join in that attunement.